I'm all alone. I'm sad. I'm all alone. Yeah. Welcome to the Bit Boys podcast. I believe this is episode 12? 13? 13. I think this is 13. It's gonna be a bit shorter than usual because of some issues that came up. Kaleos isn't able to actually be on the podcast this week, so it's just gonna be myself, Face on Chaos. So I'll be giving you a taste, just a taste, of what happened in the world of gaming this week. But anyways, I guess I will start with what I have been playing. So I'll start off Fragile Dreams. I know I've been talking about it all the time, but it's amazing. And one thing that I actually managed to do this week, it was last Saturday, I realized that I was playing the game wrong the whole time. Alone and at night. That means, like, alone, like, everyone else has gone to bed or something, or out or something, and, like, all the lights off, it's actually completely dark out. I was playing it like that last Saturday night, and wow, that was an amazing experience. Like, it was really creepy and eerie. Like, it was so completely immersive. I was really, really surprised that, like, it was a lot better than it was playing just, like, you know, it's nighttime, there's some people upstairs and stuff. That's not what you have to do. You have to be like, there's no one else that you can hear. You can only hear yourself in the game, and maybe some ambient noise in your house, like the furnace or something, and all lights off. It's completely dark outside. That's what you need. And that game is so immersive like that. Other than that, I've of course been playing some more Cave Story. I'm enjoying that quite a bit. I just finished off and beat another boss just earlier today, actually. And then I've also, of course, been playing Pokemon Soul Silver. I'm at the 8th gym now. I'm just leveling some of my Pokemon up before I actually try and take on the gym leader, because it's the dragon type, and I'll probably have quite a bit of trouble with that if I don't have something pretty good to be able to fight it, unless I'm decently leveled. Other than that, I also actually jumped back into Final Fantasy V on the Game Boy Advance, since yesterday I found a copy of Final Fantasy VI for the Game Boy Advance, which I'd just been thinking earlier about how I wanted to be playing that game, because I haven't actually played through VI before. Well, the only game that I've actually played through all the way in the main series is IV, and then I'm also obviously playing through V, so I got VI, and I'm like, oh man, I need to finish 5 so that I can start this. So I jumped right back into 5, and I'm just about at the end of X-Death's Castle. Spoilers aren't really a big deal, because this game is really old. Sorry if I did ruin it for anyone. You go to X-Death's Castle at some point. it's an enjoyable game. It's Final Fantasy. Like, there isn't really much to say about it. It's Final Fantasy. It's your classic Final Fantasy. Although, 5 is one of the ones where you actually get to choose the jobs for all your different characters, and you get to, like, level up each individual job for every character. So, it's pretty enjoyable. I've got my Dragoon, Black Mage, Bartz, Ranger, White Mage, Lena. Is her name, or maybe it's, I'm pretty sure it's Lena, although I might be thinking of a different one Anyways, whatever. And then I've got Kryle. I think she's just a samurai. Not entirely sure. And then Ferris is a knight with dual wield, because I had her as a ninja for a while, which really annoyed my other friend, because pirates, ninjas, Ferris is all piratey, and I'm all ninja. Because pirates are my mortal enemy. Anyways, so yeah, that's basically all I have been playing this week. So I'll jump right into news now. Following up with the whole handheld thing, I guess. Actually, I'll mention this first off. It was really weird because I was playing on my DS Fat again, because I'm used to playing on my DSi now. So it felt really weird holding my old DS, since the DSi doesn't have the Game Boy Advance slot. So it was kind of weird, but it was nice at the same time, because it was, you know, just sort of going back using my old DS again. So, and in terms of that, with the DSi XL, bigger, just like the DS Fat, it seems to be doing decently well, actually, compared to what I was expecting. It sold 141,000 units between the 28th when it was released and April 3rd, which I actually kind of surprised by, because I wasn't expecting it to sell that well. But that's great. It means that it wasn't exactly a dumb choice remaking it, and people are buying it, so I think that's great. And keeping in mind the whole handheld thing, I'll mention this as well too. All we really got that was new in terms of Pokemon Black and White this week is we got some new some pictures actually of the game itself, and it looks like it's taking more of a 3D-ish look, and the perspective is a bit lower than it was in the other games, but it does have a very similar style to what they were using in Diamond Pearl Platinum and Heart Gold and Soul Silver, but it does have a more 3D-ish look. The characters are a bit more realistically sized, not realistically sized really, but they're a bit less like sort of almost chibi-ish, I guess, when you see them walking around on the main screen. And the battles, can't really tell what they're like. It looks like there might be a sort of 3D-ish battleground type thing, but it's hard to really tell because there's only one picture and it doesn't show any of the menus or anything, so it might even just be the intro. We're not entirely sure yet. I guess I will stick with all Nintendo stuff first. The last little bit here, we just got a bit more details about the last story this week. That's the Wii RPG that's going to be coming out that Hironobu Sakaguchi is working on with Nintendo. So we got some artwork for the main hero and heroine. It always feels weird calling it heroine. Anyways, so they've both got swords. The hero has, it's kind of a cool sword, like the blade sort of goes down onto the bottom of the hilt in front too, and it looks kind of cool. And he's got like an open jacket, and then the female has a almost rapier type sword, and there's a tiger in the background, I'm not really sure why. And then we also got a bit of details on the battle system, but I won't bug you down with that stuff. Moving on, Level 5, that's the company that you may know from Dark Cloud or Professor Layton series. They have recently announced a new project that they're working on called Time Travelers, which will apparently supposed to be a really large scale title, and it's going to involve some sort of time travel that has never been used before in like books, movies, anything. So I'm intrigued to find out what exactly this is, because I'm really curious, and I did enjoy the Professor Layton games. I haven't actually played any other Level 5 games, but it seems like it could end up being pretty cool. We don't know what system it's going to be on, but apparently it's hardware that is not, to quote Akihiro Hino, 5 CEO, he said, it's centered on hardware that's not yet in this world. It will expand to other hardware. So people are wondering if that might be meaning that's going to be on the 3DS. We'll have to see what ends up happening with that. But yeah, it seems like it could be a pretty cool game, just because, like, I'm really interested in the whole, like, time travel that has not been used before. There's just there's a logo and some promotional art, and it's got like a sort of a post-apocalyptic looking world and some girl standing on a clock tower. It looks kind of neat. But anyways, moving on from that, in terms of Final Fantasy 13, apparently it has actually, in the North America, it has apparently sold nearly double the amount of copies on the PS3 compared to the 360 version, because the PS3 version sold over 800,000 copies, and the Xbox 360 version sold less than 500,000. So, it's looking like that the PlayStation 3 version is still doing better, which doesn't really come as a huge surprise, but I'm sure that some of the, like, really big fanboys are like, yeah, we showed you, haha, we're the ones who deserve the game more, or something like that, because fanboys are crazy. Some of the reasons that I'm seeing here for why it could be that people probably got that, because there's the higher resolution cutscenes, as well as the game coming on only the one Blu-ray disc instead of like the three discs that the 360 has. So yeah, that's just sort of a neat little fact that we found out about today. And then one other thing that I heard about is that this June, to coincide with the 3D Bravia television sets, this is for Europe. We don't know if this is going to be happening in North America or not, but for anyone who buys the 3D Bravia set in June in Europe, they'll get a code that they can use on the PlayStation Store for the PS3 to download 4 games for free. That will be in 3D. There's Wipeout HD, which is the full game. Pain, which has 3 3D episodes and a 2D tutorial. Super Stardust HD, which is the full game. And MotorStorm Pacific Rift, which is just a single level demo. So that will be a nice little bonus for any PS3 players in Europe who will get to check out the 3D gaming on their television screen. So hopefully that ends up turning out pretty well. That's it for news this week. So I guess I will leave you guys off with a question of the week, since the random section doesn't work that great with just one person. So for question of the week, going with the whole idea of handheld gaming that I was talking about earlier on, what has been your favorite handheld system so far? I'm guessing for most of you it's going to be a Nintendo handheld, or maybe it's the PSP, but which one? Did you like the original Game Boy the best, Game Boy Color, or maybe even like the DSi? So just send us an email at contact.bit.boys@gmail.com, or message on Facebook or Twitter works as well. And just search for us, BitBoys, on either of those if you're not already a fan or following us. So that is basically it for the BitBoys podcast for Friday, April 16th. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week.